Good morning.
All right, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. Welcome, 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 Love Journey family. Welcome, Blog Talk family. Welcome to all those who are here this morning. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Love Journey, Inc., and I am Janine Ann Ingram. I am excited about God's love. Yes, it's stretching and growing, and been an interesting process to grow and be stretched, you know, I tell you. So, I don't know what my computer's doing, so I'm doing everything from my phone this morning, and it's been interesting. All right, so we're going to start off with this beautiful song. We're going to start off, and then we're going to pray, pray, pray. Let's see. Let's start off with Teach Me How to Love. All right, we're going to start off with a wonderful song by, let's see. Who should we do? Who should we play this morning? What am I feeling? Maybe I need some of my mama in this morning. Come on, mama, we're going to play your song, Home. Step in.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place, a place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in life, a journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love alone. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When night makes the tall grass bend into leaves,
morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we tune in, get ready to breathe in, becoming still and know that I am God. Become still and know that I am God. Wow. In this right now moment, as we take in a deep breath, breathe in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration. Holding it to the count of eight. Breathing into the heart. Okay, somebody needs to mute their phones. There's a lot of noise in the background. And as we breathe in into our heart center. Let's breathe, family, as we become still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Let's take in another deep breath, breathing in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and releasing through our mouth. Let's breathe, family, and remember to breathe into the heart. And release. And last time, let's breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit, as I come before you today, speaking to the transforming power. Beloved I Am Presence, my higher mind present. I ask, Holy Spirit, that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. Oh, I come, Holy Spirit, that we may have life. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak as I remove all of my human created ego, all of my human created, that you remove all of me in this right now moment, that I may come before you in a pure spirit, Holy Spirit, with a forgiven heart, with a renewed mind and a transformed thought. As I come as my higher mind self, as I invoke the presence of the I Am God as me in this right moment, and as I speak as my God itself, I say, come, Holy Spirit, and let my words be your words, Holy Spirit. I ask you to possess all of my thoughts, all of my heart, in this right now moment. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's mind, to somebody's heart, transforming this space, raising the vibratory energy in this space. Come, God,
Come, Goddess, and speak, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, God, for this right now moment. I thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I thank you for growth and expansion. I thank you for all that is in this right now moment. I thank you for all the greatness, God. I thank you for more of your goodness, God, as you pour your blessings upon each and every one of us in this right now moment, God. I thank you, God, as your profuse winds of abundance is all around us, profusely raining down upon us right now, God. I thank you, God, for more joy and happiness. I thank you for your love and all of your good success that is upon us. I thank you that this is our time right now. This is our time right now to shine and allow our God, Goddess energy to shine through us, God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what is in this right now moment. I thank you for how you direct and guiding and leading us into the greater version of ourselves. Come, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, come, God. And speak to somebody's heart today, God. I'm asking for a special blessing upon your family right now, God. I'm asking for a special blessing for your people right now, God. I'm asking for blessings, profuse winds of abundance of a blessings, God. I'm asking for a healing right now, God. A healing in somebody's mind today, God. Somebody need a healing in their body and in their molecules and in every cell in their body, God. I'm asking you to come, Jehovah Rapha, and bring the healing presence of you right now, God. Somebody need a healing in their finances today, God. Somebody need a healing in the direction they're going in. Somebody need a healing today, God. So I'm asking you to come today, God, and bring that healing in the name of your Son, Christ consciousness. We come together in the oneness of you today, in one love and one spirit, saying thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for all that is, and thank you for all that would ever be, God. I'm just so grateful. I'm just one grateful somebody, God. I'm asking you to come today, God. Speak to somebody's mind today, God. I'm asking you to come and speak to somebody's heart today, God. I'm asking you to come and let my words be your words today, God. Let our thoughts be your thoughts, God. I'm asking for an anointing today, God. I'm asking for a fresh anointing upon our life, God. I'm asking you to come and anoint our hands today, God, that everything we touch not only turn to gold but platinum gold, God. I'm asking you to anoint our feet, Holy Spirit, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon holy ground today, God. I'm asking you to come and anoint our thoughts, God, that our thoughts should be your thoughts. And I'm asking you to anoint our heart, God, and to remove anything in our heart that does not serve a higher purpose, God. I'm asking you to cleanse and clear the energy in our spirits today so that only our spirit shall shine, Holy Spirit. Know that everything is always working for your good in us. Come on, Holy Spirit. We thank you right now in this right now moment, God, as we bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking for such a blessed anointing that we'll be so blessed, God, like the blessing of Abraham, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed today, God. I'm asking for a blessing of an anointing of Solomon upon our life, God. I'm asking you to open up your wheels and profuse winds of abundance so that we can receive all of your goodness, even in the financial substance, God. I'm asking you to bless our finances today, God, and spiritual multiply them today, God. I'm asking for you to anoint us, not just with the anointing of wealth, of Solomon, but his wisdom as well, God, that we will be anointed with the wisdom of Solomon. God, I'm asking for an anointing of Christ today, God, that we will walk like Jesus did, God, that we will walk and feel and be the presence of Jesus and God on this planet, God, that we can operate in our Christ consciousness, that we will be so anointed, God, that they will see us as the light, the way, and the truth. Today, God, I'm asking for an anointing today, God. I'm asking for an anointing of David upon our lips, Holy Spirit, that our lips will be like David and say, our cup runneth over, God. Oh, our cup runneth over, Holy Spirit. And that grace mercy and favor shall follow us all the days of our life. Come, Holy Spirit, and raise the vibratory energy of this call in this right now moment. I give thanks for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I give thanks for all that is. I give thanks, God, all that is, because we are all that God is in this right now moment. We give thanks that we are whole, perfect, and complete. We give thanks that we are a masterpiece this morning. We give thanks that we are a gift to the planet, operating in a greater version, calling forth the champion in us today, operating in our gifts and talents and purpose and being paid in a big way, God. Thanking you for our gifts, thanking you for our talents, thanking you for the profuse winds of abundance, thanking you for our gifts making room for us this morning, thanking you for all that you have created us to be in this right now moment, we say. Amen. And so it is. Oh, amen. Whew, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all the energy in the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angels. As we invite and invoke the angels into this call, good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke the archangels, come, archangels, into this call. Come, Archangel Michael, come. Raphael, come. Uriel, Ariel, Sandifer. Good morning, Jeremiah L. Good morning to all the archangels. Haniel. Haniel brings grace and favor. Japhiel brings beauty and grace. Raphael brings healing. Archangel Michael brings protection and release of fear. Thank you, archangels, for going before us today and making our way clear today. As we invite and invoke each one of our archangels into this call, come, archangels. Good morning. As we invite the spirit guides and the master guides, good morning. And invoke the presence and the energy of our spirit guides and our master guides. And good morning, good morning, good morning as we invite and invoke our ancestors. I give thanks for those ancestors who are known and unknown. I give thanks for our ancestors who have walked this journey before us. Thanks. For my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, who is on the other side. Who was the vehicle who God used to bring me to the planet. I give thanks and honor to my mother and all my ancestors. Miss Colette Grant, a musical genius, Prince, and all those who have walked this journey, leaving a powerful legacy. And that legacy is us to move the mission forward. We are here standing in the midst as one, coming as many as our ancestors this morning. We pay homage to those who walked this planet. We give thanks for the legacy. We give thanks for the sacrifice. We give thanks for our ancestors as we pay homage and invite and invoke our known and unknown ancestors into this call. Come, ancestors, as we pay homage to you. And we are standing here in homage and honor of our ancestors. And as we pay love to our descendants, to those who will come behind us, we give thanks. Come, ancestors, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Good morning, kings and queens, my gods and goddesses. Love to the gods and goddesses on this phone call this morning. This is the Love Journey, Inc. I am Janine and Ingram, and I am your daily lover. Excited about God's love. Excited about how God is doing what God is doing in this right now moment. I give thanks, Holy Spirit. And as we begin to move into a space of love, I want us to center our mind, centering our thoughts. And as we center our thoughts on the divine presence of love, moving into our love chamber, you have just entered your love chamber, reminiscing on a time when you felt love, remembering a time when your mind was illuminated, your heart was saturated, and every cell in your body pulsated love, love. When love called your name, I want you to remember that time. When love permeated every cell in your body, when love called your name, I want you to reminisce on that and remember the feeling, because like Reverend I say, it's the feelings that get the blessing. It's the feelings that get the blessing. And so I want you to remember a time when love permeated every cell in your body. Wow. And it could have been for any reason. Could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Could have been a birth of a newborn baby. How heart expanding is the birth of a newborn baby. Wow. How heart expanding is the birth of a newborn baby. Could have been a full moonlit night. Like the pink full moon on Friday night. Could have been an opportunity to walk by a vast body of water, holding hands with someone you love, and you looked up as you stood by that vast body of water and saw this beautiful full moon. And as you stood there, basking in the glow of the moon's love, you knew you were loved by the universe. So loved by the universe. Wow. Could have been a beautiful sunrise. And as you stood there, and as the sun began to rise, as the sun was greeting you with the warmth of the kiss on your face, the majestic energy of the sun as you stood there looking at its masterful art, you knew you were loved by the universe. Or maybe it was like Frankie called the golden time of the day. The golden time of day. You know that time of day when the earth takes on a golden glow, when the earth is releasing the sun on this side, and you begin to see these beautiful colors emanating, permeating from the sun, purples and golds and orange and reds, and the earth has this golden glow, and it's just beautiful, and you look and you say, wow, the majesticness, the beauty and the presence of the wow. What a beautiful opportunity to be present with such a Wow. The majesticness of the sun. But whatever has you so lit up and so turned on.
Okay, somebody needs to put their phone on mute. I apologize because I have the call on a console phone. Somebody please put their phone on mute.
No, no, no. I'm going to go to the bathroom in the back.
Rosa.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, mute.
Rosa, you got to put your phone on mute. Okay, y'all, I apologize. When I put in the conference call, it deactivates my phone. So when we get ready to sing the love song, I'll go get Brent's phone and call me in and put the phone on mute. But right now, I can't do it on my phone because it deactivates the pad when you bring in Blog Talk Radio. And I should have did it before I called in Blog Talk, but I didn't think about it. So that kind of blew me out my love process. So you know what? We're going to just sing our song. And I want to remind you to love you today. And I'm going to call in Jackie so she can sing our song. Right today, Monday.
Good God morning. Good God morning, Lady Love.
Good God morning.
Peace and blessings. Good God morning to the Love Journey family. Good God morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are going to continue in our love soak by singing our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. And, y'all, this morning we're going to dedicate our love song to our Lady Love this morning. We still off to a beautiful, great start of our day. And come on, y'all, let's plant that seed of love. And let's shower it with our love song. We're going to do this on the count of three. In this right now moment, please feel free to star six and let's do our love song. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much. So you can love me so much. All right. We keep the love growing. We keep the love flowing because it is all about love. Back to you, Lady Love. Namaste.
Yes, yes, it is all about love. And that's what I am so grateful for. It is all about love. Sending our sister Rosa J. We heard her voice. She's on her way out of town for 30 days. St. Thomas, I think she said. Well, I hope she enjoyed the beautiful sun, the greenery, and all the beauty that that island has to offer her in these 30 days. And may she find beauty, peace, and love in her experience. So we send her love on her beautiful experience. We also want to remind you that yesterday was our sister Erica's birthday. And so if you didn't get a chance to wish her a happy birthday yesterday, make sure you send her a text, a call, or email, or Facebook, and let her know that she is loved by the love journey as she moves through her experiences that she is moving through right now as we send her love and light on this day, her birthday, which yesterday, her Earth Day. We love you, Erica Hodge. We love you, we love you, we love you. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so today, wow, today is Monday, April 25th. What an amazing month it's been. I can't believe that it's almost over. I had a birthday. I've been inducted to the Honor Society. Just been a busy, busy, I mean, even weekend. Wow. I went to go see Miles Davis movie. My husband picked me up from school on Saturday, and we went to out for dinner. Then he took me out to the show, and then he took me out yesterday to celebrate all his wonderful accolades. And Thursday and Friday and all this weekend, all the way up to yesterday, he's been just really plowing and showering, you know, congratulations. And it has just been really interesting to be in this space. And I just want to give thanks right now for all the love and support, the calls, the texts. I want to give love to Joy and a wonderful, wonderful Claudette that came out to have a dinner with me on Friday at the Honors Convocation, Honors Induction, and their support meant the world to me. So I just want to send love to them and all the texts, Esther and all of you, Zakiya and Jackie, all the love that you guys sent to say thank you. I just want to stop and just let you know that I appreciate all the texts, the love, and the support from you all. It's been, I want to say, almost overwhelming. But I am so honored to be loved and supported by such a beautiful group of people in my life, my friends, my family, my children. And if I don't do anything more, I just want to stop right now and just let you know that I am so appreciative of all that you all do and say and send. And it's just been amazing. So right now, I just wanted to stop and say thank you for all that you all have been in my life. Thank you so much. All right. What should we talk about today? As today goes on, you know, I saw a really interesting quote by Prince. Yep, Prince. He said that when one discovers themselves, one finds God. I said, wow. When one discovers themselves, they find God. And I thought, what a true statement. And I tell you all the time, you know, when I began to love Janine and honor Janine, there was nothing like it. I thought, wow, honoring me, I thought, wow. I mean, I thought learning to love me was going to be just this amazing experience, but I didn't know I was going to discover something even bigger and better than I have ever thought, known, or even could have imagined. You see, learning to love me, I began to discover parts of me and the higher presence of me and develop a relationship that is so amazing in my oneness with myself as God that it even blew my mind. You know, I thought loving me was just going to change the dynamics of my relationships in my human experiences. I didn't know that I was going to be the walking embodiment of God on the planet, the goddess on the planet. I never knew that I was evolving into that space, loving me and discovering me and beginning to walk with me. And that's the thing that learning to love me was most powerful thing that I think we could do on the planet. You know, some of us go through this lifetime and we never stop to really get to learn ourselves. Today I want to talk about how can we restructure the relationship we have to ourselves, our values, our behavior, our understanding, and how we relate to family, community, personal power, but more importantly, how we relate to ourselves. See, we have to come to develop a respect for ourselves, for our relationship with the universe. We must come to understand who we are in this relationship to the universe. I hear so many people call me with so many different issues from money to physical to relationship. T. Harv Eker said, how we do anything is how we do everything. As we grow in developing ourselves and having the relationships with ourselves, do you know everything else in our life grows? I don't care. You can do whatever. You can pay however many people you want to pay, however many coaches, but there's no bigger lesson, no bigger blessing than learning to love, operate in a relationship with yourself. You know, listening to Prince this weekend talk about him learning to discover himself and how he found God in discovering himself. That was just the most powerful. That's just the simplest thing we can do. You know, we go in these different directions and trying to get money, trying to get this, trying to change this so we can be in a relationship. And the only real magnet is discovering ourselves. Because when we master ourselves, then we develop every muscle that it is to magnetize to us what it is we want and even more. You know, we're living in a time when we're each being called to take a greater responsibility for our personal healing, growth, and evolution. We can no longer afford to hold ourselves out as victims of our own circumstances or hostages of our own environment. Our experiences, any experience and every experience in our lives is there by our energetic invitation. I'm going to say that again. Every experience and any experience in our lives is there by our own energetic invitation. No matter how challenging, disturbing, or disruptive, if it is in our life, you issued an invitation, either from your energy, your thoughts, your speaking, your emotions. You see, this is an invitation for you today to take conscious dominion and choose who and what you want to invite in your life. See, your outer world of form and experience is a reflection of your inner world. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Your inner thoughts, your inner feelings. And why are you allowing that emotional baggage to control your life? Why do we keep telling ourselves that inner story that's not true? We're always assuming something that somebody else feels or thinks based on our own emotional response. And a person may not even say nothing. We don't know what's going on in somebody else's life and why they haven't responded or did what we want them to do or where they should have showed up in our life. We have so many big expectations for other people, but we don't even have those same expectations for ourselves. Why would you hold somebody to unrealistic expectations? And that's because you want somebody else to validate you. The only person who can validate you is you. Most of us have such a big abyss, a big hole, that nobody could fill it if they wanted to. No matter how much they loved and appreciated you, nobody else could fill that love and void that you have inside of you. And there's not enough money in the world to fill it. You got to close that gap. Because what I'm seeing in people is that people want somebody else to validate them, somebody outside them to give them the answer, somebody outside, but the answers are inside. And it's a law, as above, below, as within, without. That's the law. The greater your awareness of the presence of God, the divine spirit within you, the more that presence fills your consciousness and your world, the more nobody else can, none of those negative thoughts can fill it. We have to learn to feel every presence in our body, every spot, every nook and every crevice with the higher presence, with the love. Because when love is present, nothing else can feel it there. Nothing can come in and feel in that presence other than love when we fill it with love. But when we start to tell ourselves that conversation, it's that conversation we having with ourselves. Why you keep telling yourself you're not good enough? And why you keep allowing those thoughts to manifest, grow and grow and grow, and then they become a weed? We got to cut the root as soon as we hear it or see it or feel it or know it. The deeper the understanding of the God, the presence, the creator, as the source, the substance, and the activity of your supply, the more permanently that truth will be etched in your heart, in your consciousness. This is love. What am I saying? I'm saying that as soon as a thought come up that's untrue of myself, now this wasn't true, I would say not even just a year ago. I'm so conscious now more of my thoughts that when those thoughts try to come, immediately I tell myself, I desire to only think the thoughts of God. That's an Albert Einstein quote. Albert Einstein said that was his affirmation. He didn't affirm anything other than I desire to only think the thoughts of God. When I start to get into a fear base of my money, I desire to only think the thoughts of God. With something in my body or whatever, my mind or the internal conversation, I desire to only think the thoughts of God and to fill my presence with love, that nothing can penetrate it that is not of the higher presence. See, it is your spiritual consciousness. It's your knowledge of the presence of God within you as total and complete fulfillment that interprets itself as every form or experience in your world. Say that again. It's your spiritual consciousness, your knowledge of the presence of God within you as total and complete fulfillment that interprets itself as every form and experience in your world. That's the law. What am I saying to you? I'm saying even the word tells us, those who are Bible believing token kind of people that you have to give a scripture for, it says in the word, as you believe. Whatever you can perceive, whatever you can believe. See, Creator only operates through us. The Creator can do no more for us than He can do through us. So today, I'm asking, think about taking the limits off God today. Because we keep limiting the unlimited. I'm going to say that again. We keep limiting the unlimited. No matter how new thoughts you may be or no matter how traditional Christian you may be, whatever you are in your process, it doesn't matter. Still take the limits off the unlimited. Take your thoughts and ask God to reveal God's self to you. Stop taking other people's words and being conditioned and allow God to reveal God's self to you. And stop knowing everything and release the idea of knowing and say to yourself, I surrender to the process of you. Because some of us think we're knowing when we really don't know. It's our job. It's our work that we have to do. So it's not... Just like some of us want more money. It's not our job or how hard we work, what we wish for or hope for, a bet that expresses abundance in life. It's our thinking. It's our speaking. It's the vibration of our energy. And if you want to change the money situation, you want to change your physical healing, you want to change your relationships and the disharmony, you got to change your thinking, your vibrational energy. It's time for us to elevate our consciousness in order to attract the things we desire. If we want more abundance, more prosperity, more money, more love, more whatever, it's our mind. Money problem is not a money problem. It's a mind problem. And I would venture to say every problem is a mind problem. When we change our mind, we and how we vibrate in the universe, we're going to impact our state of mind, our state of health, our relationships, and even our self-value. See, because lack and God cannot exist in the same space. The lack and Creator cannot exist in the same space. I don't care how many things you do in this world. Until we change our mindset. So let's talk about some things that we can do. And I don't know, why is it that we won't do the work? We want to go out here and belong to everything and do everything. Reverend, I said something that I thought was so important. I never heard this before, and even though I've read this chapter before, sitting in for Rosa this morning, I thought this was the coolest statement. He said, if we learn to work our minds, we can work our behinds less. If we learn to work our mind, we'll have to work our behinds less. I thought that was so cool. I mean, if I learn to work my mind, I won't have to physically think that I can do everything, because it's in the spirit realm that everything is always working. It's in the inside. It's in the unseen, and we have to learn how to work the unseen. We're getting caught up in all these processes and making it complicated. It's really simple. The simple work is learning to take the dark spots and add love to it. Because when you raise the vibration of your energy, you will be the magnet for the things that you want to experience in your life. Why won't we just do the work? That's the question. Why won't we work on our vibratory energy? Why won't we watch our minds? I hear people tell me all the time, well, I'm loving myself. You can't love yourself and honor yourself and experience the experiences that you're having. And it's learning to become a channel and allowing that abundance, that love to be expressed in and as and through us. See, I want you to know today that abundance and love and wealth and prosperity and joy and happiness are already integral parts of your true nature. Abundance already exists in you. But we have to learn to release and detach and stop controlling things and think we control things, people, and events. And believe you are attached to your experience and expressions of things that are already happening. You have to be conscious that critical and negative thoughts slow down the benefits intended, and that a state of consciousness based on love and confidence accelerate the experience of your abundance in your life. And abundance meaning anything that you want to experience, your health, your love, your joy. So your state of consciousness based on the love and confidence accelerates your experiences of abundance in your life. We have to remember and understand the truth. Our source will run without ever stopping in a perfect way in every area. Some people are caught up in the idea that there's not enough men. There's not enough men to go around. There's not enough money. There's not enough of this or that. That's your experience because that's your belief. How would a God that created this universe create lack? And that's not true. God and lack don't exist. There can never be a lack of relationships, lack of enough men, lack of enough anything. Because that's not how our source works. Why are we getting caught up in the world conditioning of the mind? We caught up in colorism. We caught up in not enough men. We caught up in so many games that the world is playing with our minds that sometimes I don't understand. I'm going to give you something, and I want you to write this down because I want you to remember this. Whenever distress, anger, stress, any other negative emotions evade your mind, when fear comes up, I want you to immediately impregnate yourself with this thought right here. I now choose to give up any and all, so it could be any and all anguish, any and all worry, any and all fears, any and all lack ideas. I now choose to give up any and all anguish, worry, upset, or fears, whatever yours might be, you can name it. Holy Spirit, come, restore my mind to truth. Holy Spirit, come and restore my mind to truth. In that right now moment, when you give up the idea, when you start to get into a space of fear because it's not enough money or it seemingly appears, or because there's physical ailment in your body, I now choose to give up this pain and ask the Holy Spirit to come in and restore my mind to truth, restore my body to this holy health, restore my finances, restore whatever love energy, whatever. If it's in a relationship, I now choose to give up any and all thoughts of lacking this relationship. Holy Spirit, come and restore my mind to the truth that, and whatever that truth is, that you know it to be true. It don't have to be these exact words, but this should be something similar, that when you start to feel, you stop that emotion in the middle of that emotion and cut the head of that and take out that root and tell yourself, Holy Spirit, come and remove this thought from me right now. I choose to only think the thoughts of God. It's necessary for us to remain in a state of consciousness that is based on love rather than fear. It's important to put our attention on what is required and what we desire rather than the future, because God operates in the present moment. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, in the present moment. How many of us are present in the present moment? Time for us to simply align our consciousness with the truth of what it is that we want. And no matter how we want to believe, and no matter how many places we want to go and pay, the truth is spiritual substance is achieved through alignment. When I say spiritual substance, I mean everything, love, money, anything that you desire is when we get in alignment and we are the channel that is receiving that energy because we are in alignment. Prosperity is a simple word from Latin meaning to be in the flow. That's what it means, to be in the flow, to be in alignment. How are we going to get our energy in alignment so that we can attract all the good that we desire and experience the life that we want? That's the only question that needs to be answered in your mind today. Because I want you to understand that lack does not exist in the divine consciousness, not a lack of anything. I don't care how many times people want to tell you there's not enough men and women. There's more than enough men for you. Trust me. There's more than enough men. I was sitting at the little table I set up at the bar waiting on Brent to come in Hyde Park. And it was so many men sitting there talking about being single. And I'm like, wonder how all these single men sitting right here, and I'm sitting here having a conversation, and women are always telling me they can't find a single man. And that was just an innocent conversation with these single guys who were talking about, you know, wishing they could find a good woman. I said, wow. You wish you could find good women. Women wish they could find good men. And why is it that the two can't meet at the road? I don't understand it. It's because we're not in alignment with what it is that we say we want. If we say we want a man, but we say it's not enough men to go around him, you ain't going to never have no man, because that's your belief system. And you're the biggest God in your world. Whatever you say is word. Your word is the word. No matter how much you want to say you believe something, the truth is whatever you believe shows up in your experience. So if you believe in lack, you've experienced lack. And I want you to know now, lack does not exist in the divine consciousness. Lack does not exist in the mind of God. We are the heirs of abundance, the infinite one, the universe. Abundance in this physical world is a representation of the consciousness of the prosperity that we are experiencing in our life. So that means whatever is experienced in our life, it is representative of what is going on in our thoughts, in our internal conversation. Because spirit works from the inside out. The universe works inside out. The more your thoughts, beliefs, and emotions are raised, the more your prosperity is and becomes. So how are we going to watch our thoughts today? How are we going to watch that internal conversation? Yes, it's important to express gratitude. That's a vital ingredient in developing the consciousness. We got to learn to express gratitude. We got to learn and know things you know, but the thing that you're not watching is your internal conversation. You're not watching your internal conversation. You're not replacing those lack ideas with prosperity ideas. You're not stopping the thought in the middle of the thought and say, no, I refuse to have the thought in this right now moment. I desire to only think the thoughts of God. No, I refuse to believe in the idea of pain. I refuse to allow every cell in my body must move right now and speak to the cells in my body right now, because I have the power to transform my life. I am the divine idea in the divine mind of God. And I have the power to transform and to heal my body. I have the power to transform and to heal my finances. But the work is yours to do. You can't sit around and expect somebody else to give you what you need to give yourself. What is going to be your new language to conversate in your own mind when you hear the conversation or you feel in your energy that you're not expressing the right energy to magnetize what you want in your life? Meaning, so somebody calls you and say, I need $150. Do you say to yourself, I don't have the money? Or do you get this energetic feeling, or a bill collector calls, or you're feeling because you see somebody else get a new man in their life and you feel like because you don't have a man, you could never get one. Whatever it is that you're feeling, what is going to be the change in your internal conversation today? What is it that you're going to do differently so that your conversation with yourself can be different? And I'm going to tell you this. It may seem foo-foo, because I know people believe love is foo-foo because people don't understand what love is. And that's the same conversation I was having with a friend of mine yesterday when we were talking about God. See, people don't understand how to live God every day. They pray to God when there's nothing else they can do, but they don't take God in every situation. They don't take God in a workplace. They don't take God in a business meeting. People used to say, Janine, how would you must have got some kind of special ball, or you must have got some special something that everything you touch on the goal. And I told them, absolutely not. I said, the only thing I do is every meeting, everything that I do, I bring God and I ask for direction. I ask the infinite wisdom to guide me, guide my words, my thoughts, and my experiences. In my meetings, in my business dealings, I bring God in my relationship. God bless this relationship. Thank you for this opportunity to be loved and give love and to receive love. Thank you for this opportunity right now, God, to have the most beautiful, harmonious, loving relationship that I can have, even in my romance. I thank God for my sex, my romance, my love, wherever. I'm bringing God when we make love. I'm bringing God when we have conversation. I'm bringing God to my children, every area of my life. There's not an area that God is not supposed to not be in. And that's some, we separate God. We take God and we go to church and the temple, and then we take, when we get out the temple, we think we're in control. We got to get up and go to work. We got to do, 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 do. And we never take God into the spaces that it's important to take God in. And that's everywhere we go. In everything that we have. In everything that we do, in every relationship. When I see Brendan, I see God. When I see my children, I see God. When I see my friends, I call forth the God presence in them. And I call forth harmony in the relationship. In my business relationships, I bring God to my meeting. There's not a meeting that I don't bring God to. And I tell people, if you don't want me to bring God, if I'm needing a meeting, I'm going to pray it in. If this is not something that you feel good with, then you don't want to be in my meeting. Or maybe you want to stand outside. I respect your ability to love and not love, or having your relationship with your spirit the way you want to. But in this meeting, I bring God. Now, we don't have to call it God. I can call it creator. I can call it source. I can call it Allah. I don't care what we call it, but I'm definitely going to invoke the higher mind presence in it, because I'm not attached to what we call God. But I'm definitely attached to the idea of bringing in the higher mind, the higher consciousness into everything that I do. We can call it Jehovah. We can call it creator. We can call it Allah. We can call it whatever makes anybody feel good, because I have no attachment to that, but I do remind you that I will bring God into everything that I do. And that's the secret to success. That's the secret to bringing in your money. That's the secret to a great relationship. That's the secret to healing your body. And healing your body can be a big energetic expression to overcome, because when you're feeling a pains in your body, that affects your emotional health. So we have to learn how to, when those pains start showing up in our bodies, how to speak to it. And sometimes I am healed, don't work. It didn't work sometimes when I was feeling the pain. I had to touch parts of my body and remind myself that I am a divine idea in the divine mind of God. And I have the power to heal. Call healing presence and speak it. I had to keep speaking. Sometimes them dry bones didn't want to move, but I had to keep speaking to those dry bones until they got up to shake, rattle, and roll. Sometimes you got to keep speaking to your money substance until it shakes, rattles, and rolls. You got to keep speaking to a situation sometimes until it moves every cell in that situation, every molecule get in agreement. We got to change our energetic expression today. We got to change our internal conversations. I hear people speaking the affirmations, but I see and feel the energy of the internal conversation that you're really having with yourself. When you discover you, when you begin to love you, you're going to discover God in a different way. And you're going to be accepting of people wherever they are. Because you know everybody's growing at their own pace. That don't mean one thing is better than the other. It just means everybody's at different spaces in their spiritual growth. Today, the most powerful accelerant of accelerating your spiritual growth and spending time with yourself and learning to love you and embracing that shadow part like we talked about the other day, last week. I think that was one of the most important conversations we had on the love journey in a long time, is embracing those shadow parts of us. Embracing those fears, those dark parts. That conversation was very vital. It's been vital to the point, that was Thursday. It was vital to the point of us learning how to be with ourselves no matter where we are. I'm not judging myself when I have a thought that's not conducive to my higher self. But I ask myself, why are you here? Why are you here, pain? Why are you here, angriness? What did you come to teach me? And if it's prolonging for a long time, if that pain is producing more dis-ease in my body, what is it that I need to learn in this physical process that I'm going through? And I write about it. I journal it. And I work myself through it. We got to do the work, family. We have to do the work. And that's my message today. I really want us to think about the internal conversation. Because lack and God cannot exist in the same space. Lack and the God consciousness, the mind of God, is not in the same space. How are we going to change that today? Any questions before we move on to Linda? All right. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for being here today. And so today I just want to leave you with this thought. We have to cease believing in physical. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. I don't know. Can you hear me? We have to cease believing in the visible supply of things. We have to surrender to our God-given a power and authority and stop believing in the possibility of lack and separation. We have to start believing in the unlimited presence of our Creator. And we got to stop limiting the unlimited. We got to stop believing in these human conditions and proclaim our divine inheritance as being the presence of God, Goddess on the planet. This day, we got to recognize who we are and recognize only God, Goddess, as our substance and supply in this universe, whether it's love, joy, happiness, money, whatever it may be, health. We got to recognize that God is the master physician. God is our master banker. Our creator is our master love language and love builder and love giver and love receiver and love anything we want. So that's what I want us to really think about. And I want us to really carve out whether it's the language that I gave you or a language that you want to create, that when you have that internal conversation, what can I cut off and what can I replace? As soon as that thought come up, how can I replace it with better words? If those words did not resonate with you that I gave you, then think about some other words. But something has to change in our internal conversation when it comes up. It's up to us to change it, though. Nobody else can do that. So I'm inviting Linda in to come and do our affirmation. And then we're going to move on. All right, maybe Linda's not here. So, Jackie, you want to lead us?
Good morning, Lady Love. Can you hear me?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Someone was trying to get in. I don't know if you heard her. When you opened the line, she was speaking.
I said good morning, and she never said anything, so I don't know if she really wants to speak. But if she wants to say something, she's open.
Go ahead, caller. If you have something to say, now's a good time. Okay. All right. So.
And that bacon.
All right. So if you're not wanting to speak and you and you may not realize that your phone is not on mute, can you mute your phone, please? Thank you so much.
All right. So I just wanted to say, for me, Lady Love, what caused me to change my consciousness and change my life was a decision. When I decided that nothing was more important than that I get my life together and align my life with how God would want it to look. And once I made that decision, I did everything that I could do in my possible right. And then I let the rest be up to God. I said, God, I'll do my part if you'll do the rest. And he always, always shows up and does double, triple portion of what I do. So the first thing for me was making the decision. Every minute, every second of my day will be spent on me focusing on cleaning up my life, cleaning up my consciousness, getting my state of mind right, so I can manifest the things that I desire in my life and have just peace of mind. That was my goal. I just want to have peace of mind. I just want my life to reflect peace, harmony, and cooperation. And once I made that decision and I started taking the action, or even no action, just getting still and getting quiet, that was the beginning of the transformation for me, making a decision.
That's powerful. And it's important to make that decision. That's important. But also important to remind ourselves to watch that internal conversation. We got to watch that internal conversation.
Yeah, because that monkey mind will drag you all over the place if you let it. You have to take control of your mind. Your mind is like a muscle. The more that you take control and you exercise it and you direct it where you want it to go, the stronger and the more confident you will become about your thoughts. But it's just like going to the gym. If you don't go to the gym, if you don't exercise those muscles, you're going to get flabby. But if you go and you work them out, you're going to experience some pain, some soreness, right? It's not going to be 100% easy, but you've got to work it. And over a period of time, you'll start seeing those muscle fibers break through your skin. And your body will tone up. Your mind is the same way. You got to exercise it every day, every moment of the day. That's why I flood my mind with content that's high vibration. I flood my life with people that are high vibration. I have high vibration conversations throughout the day. And if it's not high vibration, I remove myself from it immediately. And if I can't remove myself from it, I have an affirmation that I say in my consciousness while I'm in that energy. Things are always working out for me. Things are always working out for me. Things are always working out for me. And that puts me in my state. This is really all about us knowing ourselves and doing what we need to do to make sure we know what it takes for us to be our absolute best. And it's a journey. It's a constant journey.
Good morning,
there are
Lady
days
Love.
Where it's easier than others. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lady Love. This is Amir.
Good morning. Good morning, Amir.
Congratulations on all the amazing accomplishments that the universe is going to be better because you did the one thing that we all need to do, make a decision and be committed to that decision, to see it through its manifestation. To make a decision is one thing, and to lose your focus or lose your commitment because you weren't committed to it is another. That's the difference between successful people and people who are always dreaming. Having the ability to stick to it and see it through its infancy into its most maturity of manifestation. If I planted a pineapple plant in my front yard, people think it should produce a pineapple in about 3 or 4 months. No. A pineapple plant doesn't produce a pineapple for 3 to 4 years. As much as I love pineapples, if I don't stick to that cultivating and loving it and seeing it produce that small little pineapple, that pineapple will never produce for me what it should produce. So I look at that as the commitment for everything that I dream, everything that I desire. That's my focus, is I'm committed to that decision.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. It's about commitment. That's a good word, commitment, surrender, commitment. Wow. Good God morning.
Good God morning.
Peace and blessings. Linda, you said you made a conscious decision. So what was it like for you before you made a conscious decision? Because I believe first you need to be aware that, you know, you are in a certain space. And a lot of times we are not aware that we are in a certain space until someone brings it to our attention that, you know, we may be in a space that's not so loving. You know, so when did you discover that you needed to make a conscious decision that this is not where I desire to be and I desire to be and do better?
Good morning, Jackie. What I was seeing in my life and what I was feeling in my body did not feel good. And I was tired of being tired. I was tired of feeling the way that I felt. And the things that were showing up in my life, I knew in my spirit did not reflect what I was possible of producing. I just knew it. You just know that you know that you know. And for me, it was just things weren't showing up, and I wasn't feeling like my best self. And I was just tired of being tired. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of this. This is not who I am. This is going to change. And I'm making the decision today. I'm going to do everything in my power. I remember the day I said it. I'm going to do everything in my power, God. I need you to meet me. I need you to show up for me. I mean, it was a prayer for me to God. It was a cry out to him. All I knew in that moment is all I can do is what I can do, and I trusted God to do the rest. I'll do my part. I promise you I'll do my part if you'll do the rest. And that was my word, my prayer to him. And he's always delivered, always. But it required me to step up. No more laziness. No more just thinking anything that I want to think. I really had to pay attention to my thoughts. Lady Love is so on point about our thoughts. Jackie, you know this. That monkey mind will drag you if you let it. You've got to get control of your mind. And the more good content you pour into it, the more good content is going to come out.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's important to I say that over and over again because as I grew into my own presence being right now, I made a conscious choice and all those things were good, but I still wasn't watching what I was saying to myself. I wasn't watching my emotions when things came up that needed, and I say most of the time, like if a bill collector came and I was going through my process of being laid off in between being laid off until now, it was this emotional process, what I was going to do, and I had to learn to piece out my emotions, my sales, because sales have memory. Our thoughts, what we're used to, it becomes a habit of saying to ourselves, well, I don't have enough, well, don't answer the phone. And I had to face those things, and I had to learn to shift the energy. No, you don't have to feel like that, sales. You don't have to feel like that because we bank at the Universal Bank, the bank of unlimited source. So why are you feeling this way? And I had to remove the habit of what my emotions were used to feeling when I was in a seemingly appearance of not. And that's the place that I want us to get to, is to work on our emotions, because you can do all this other work, but if you're not working on the emotional self, your emotional self is what actually brings into your experience what you're experiencing. And that's the work we got to get into, that emotional space. The cells have memory. The cells remember being sick. The cells remember feeling tight and uneasy when there wasn't enough physical appearance of money. The cells have memory.
Yeah. And
that's the part that we have to get out of. We got to change the cells. We got to renew the cells in our body, and we do that through our heart because it's in our heart space that we manifest. We got to clean up that stuff that's been sitting in our heart for so long.
So, Lady Love, I remember when Randy was on the line, she said that there are tools that we can use to support us, and it vibrated in my spirit when she talked about the essences, the flower essences, and she talked about the essential oils. And I swear to this day, I know that those essential oils help me to change my vibration, because sometimes we need help. Sometimes we don't know what we need, right? But what I learned about using these essential oils is that every oil that I test for has a vibration at the root of it that's causing me to need it. Sometimes it's forgiveness. Sometimes it's depression. Sometimes it's anxiety. That oil actually carries the actual essence to shift that DNA in my cell to help me to get myself to a place where I can allow myself to experience a different experience. So when she said that on the line that day, I knew it. I knew that the use of these oils over the years has helped me to get my body, my cells, my DNA in a place where I can receive. My blessing. So now I'm going to be ordering me some flower essences. But she talked about flower essences as well. And I used to use those back in 2005 when my daughters were younger. I used flower essences on a daily basis under my tongue. And then I switched over to the oils. So I'm going to go back to using essences and the oils. Because sometimes we need support. We try to do it on our own, but we need support at a cellular level.
So one of the things that I know also works is meditation and music. Those things change at the cellular level too. She says oil and flower essences, and I know for me it's with meditation and music. Meditation and music and being in nature is the things that help change me at my cellular level. For me, those are the things that help me become the person I am today, the person who
who recognizes these things. But it took work. It takes the work. And how you decide to do that work, whether it's with the oils, the essence, the flowers, the meditation, the music, whatever works for you, you got to get in and do the work. And that's the important conversation today. What are you going to do today to change that conversation that you've been having in your mind that's into the cellular level? If you want to go with the oils and the flowers, then get you some oils and flowers and check out Linda. For me, it was meditation. For me, it was music. For me, it was speaking. It was journaling, meditation, journaling, and being in nature and talking to God and asking the right questions and asking and being conscious of my thought and asking the Holy Spirit when the thought comes up to instantly remind me to shift it back to where it needs to be. Instantly, because the first immediate when that thought comes in, it doesn't manifest immediately when you think it. So you have time. That's why Creator is so amazing to me, because I said, okay, I'm gonna give him a few little times to work that out before it actually manifests into their experience. So if you have a thought that's not conducive to what you want to bring in your experience, you have time. As soon as it come in, you can knock it out. But if you keep letting it grow and then you let it be a weed, then it's going to be your experience. So it's time for us to really think about how we want to do that and whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't work for everybody. It may not work the way it worked for me. It may not work the way it worked for Linda. It may not work for somebody, but you got to figure that out for yourself.
Absolutely. It's about us knowing ourselves, right?
Yes.
We got to use the tools and use the different processes and then find out what works specifically for you. You're so absolutely correct. So
yes.
Correct. And the good
and
thing is that we have options. We have options. We just have to use them.
That's exactly right. And the one thing that I never want you to come away with on the love journey is feeling that it's this way and that way only. It is so many options and so many ways and so many paths. The only thing that I ask you to do is explore those paths for you. It may not be meditation and music for you like it is for me. It may not be journaling. It may not be, but it is something for you, and you got to work that out. It may be flower essences. It may be oils, and it may be exactly the way Linda's process was. And it may be a process that somebody else come on the line and tell you. But whatever that process is, the thing that I want you to explore, and that's the thing that I want you to open up and ask yourself, and only you know that. Go ahead, Linda.
All right, let's do it. Let's do the work. So to our new callers, welcome. This is the time in our Love Journey Hour where we allow ourselves to affirm our prosperity affirmation. Thank you, Lady Love, for the beautiful message today. Thank you so much. We're going to affirm together 7 times our prosperity affirmation. If you're in a place where you could move around, if you could go out in the sun, soak up the sun, if it's raining, if you could go out in the rain and allow the rain to just soak up in your body and in your spirit, wherever you are, allow these words to permeate through your very essence. Allow yourself to receive and hear, to feel the vibration of each word as you're saying it. Don't just say it. Feel the vibration of the word as you're saying it. And if you don't believe it, it's okay. It's all right. You are where you are. Keep saying it until you believe it. And one day you will believe it. Just keep saying it and keep feeling it. And you will believe it one day. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. No matter where you are, you can do this. Let's do it, family. On three. 1, 2, 3. God's wealth circulated in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is
everything.
God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite
intelligence.
For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes. One more time, family. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is
everything.
Yes, He is everything. Ashe, my brother. Yes, you guys are amazing, amazing. I have a quick testimony to share with you guys about God's goodness in doing this work. I received a letter from doTERRA, the oil company that I have been with for quite a few years, over the weekend. And they said that my data on my account, my social security number and my address and phone number had been compromised. Someone had hacked into their database, and anyone receiving this letter had been affected by this security violation. And towards the tail end of the letter, they offered some options for me as someone that whose information had been compromised. And one of the options that they offered me was a $1 million identity theft insurance policy. For free for 2 years. Well, I had been thinking about getting an identity theft policy in the past couple weeks, but I was like, I'll put it on my list. I'll do it at some point this year. So to me, that was a gift from the universe in the form of $1 million. I remember the thought that came to my consciousness when I read that letter, and it was a fear-based thought that my Social Security number is out there in the universe. And then after I had that initial thought, the second thought that I had was, you know what? God just gave me $1 million. Thank you, God. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I received this $1 million policy. Would I have gotten this for myself? Probably not. So I thank you for this gift of $1 million. The second thing they gave me in the letter was a free copy of my credit report. Well, y'all know I've been talking about that lately a lot. Making sure that we stay on top of our credit and we know what's on our credit report. So So again, this was another manifestation from each credit bureau was a free copy of my credit report. So I'm sharing this testimony to say when we do this work, it works. And we just have to, like Janine said, pay attention. So it's all in how I look at this situation. I can look at it like somebody that got my information. But no, I see it as a blessing. It's an absolute blessing. God has given me a $1 million policy, and he's given me a free copy of my credit report. Steven, in the name of Jesus. You guys make sure you keep doing this work no matter what your life looks like. You can turn it around any day, any moment, at the flip of a switch. You can turn it around. I believe it, and I know it to be true. Back to you, Lady Love. Namaste and one love.
All right. Thank you so much for that testimony. And you got to pay attention to the blessings. Got to pay attention to the blessings. The blessings are so important in this world. Sometimes we don't even see the small blessings that are always around us, the protection, the love, the joy of friendship, the blessings of conversation with our children, our spouses, our friends. We never stop to think about those blessings that are blessings. Today, let's pay attention to the conversation, to the blessings, to the love. Let's pay attention. All right. We got about a few minutes left on Blog Talk Radio. And as we move out, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is such a good choice. It's a divine choice. And remember, not just live your God-sized dreams. I mean, don't just dream your God-sized dreams, but live them. And if you have any questions or comments, I feel like somebody must have a comment. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, push the 1. And if you're on Love Journey, just star 6. Well, thank you for the great conversation today. I just want to thank you for your input. Again, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you push 1. Sometimes I forget to say that. That's why I stopped to remind, because the Blog Talk listeners, I forget to tell you to push the 1 so you can come in. And if you want to start, you know, Love Journey, you know, just star 6 to come in. Just wanted to give the Blog Talk family an opportunity to come in if there was anyone who wants to say anything. All right. I graduate this week on Thursday. This seemed like it came faster than I can imagine. Thank you, family, for all your love and support. Thank you for all your comments. Thank you for the conversation. And I want to remind each and every one of you, go forth and have an amazing day. Bless. Have Jill Scott sing. Lovely day. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Jack.
You are now all listening to Just Before Dawn, Jill Scott. The Vault, Volume 1. remembering why you fell in love with Jill Scott in the first place. Have a lovely day.
Have a lovely day. Yes, yes.